Yes, with God's help. Judaism is a religion, a spirituality to serve God. It's thousands of years old from the patriarchs, from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Jewish people accepting the Torah on Mount Sinai. They accept it to serve God, and they have so done through the thousands of years. Zionism started less than 100 years ago, and or around 100 years ago, the ideology of Zionism, and it was basically created by non-religious Jews, people who were far from the folds of the Torah, and actually their concept was the antithesis of what the Orthodox Jewry is about, what Jewry is about. Jewry, like I say, is spirituality to serve God. And one of the requirements was that when God gave the Jewish people the Torah, he also told them that they would go up to the land of Israel and they will serve him there. It is a holy land. But if they will sin, then he stipulated that they will be exiled from the land. And to be very concise, the books of the prophets speaks about how the Jewish people were sent into exile because God felt that they were not worthy enough to stay in the land of Israel. And the Jewish people accepted upon themselves this exile, and they accepted upon themselves, which is quite clear in the Jewish teachings in the Talmud, that they would not return en masse, they will not go up en masse, only when God feels the time is proper, then he himself, without human intervention, will end the exile. God will end the exile and bring back the people where all the nations together will serve God peacefully. Until that day, we are forbidden to go up en masse. It is one of the cardinal sins. We are forbidden to take up arms against a nation. We are forbidden to try to end exile. This is the Gemara Ksubot, the Talmud, Ksubot, page 111. Now, Zionists, as I say, were non-religious Jews who just simply did not accept the fact that the reason why we are suffering in exile, why the Jewish people are being persecuted, is because the hands of God is involved. They didn't accept that God is supervising this world. These were non-religious people. So they simply looked at the fact that the Jewish people are suffering as a physical weakness. And therefore, the solution to a physical weakness is simply to correct the situation by creating a military, an army, creating a land where they can go to. And this was their solution, a physical, materialistic solution, which is really, it is an apostasy. It is a rebellion against God and a rebellion against the Torah. It is blasphemous because they are refuting the fact that God is involved in the exile, and they are ignoring totally the commandments of the Torah, which forbids us from going back to the land. Therefore, it's understandable that all the rabbis universally were in total opposition to this concept of Zionism. They were in total opposition for many reasons. As I say, the Zionist leadership, they were non-religious, and they were actually interested in transforming the whole concept of Judaism from a religiosity, from a religion, into a secular nationalistic entity. Judaism was a religion till today, and now they wanted to make the people, the Jewish people, into a godless, basically. It's unbelievable, but this is the fact. If you look at what they've done in Israel, they wanted to create a different type of Judaism, a nationalistic, socialistic, in very many areas, entity, void of the religious aspect. They created a language which is different than the old Hebrew language, for no reason, only because they wanted to change Judaism. They made a court system with all different new laws, ignoring that we have a tremendously holy and rich Torah, which the Jews have put in, which is thousands of years that was since Mount Sinai, a godly given thing, which includes every aspect of a person's life, from money issues to kosher, to every aspect of a Jewish life. And they just ignored that, and they made their own Supreme Court system. Yes, they made a chief rabbi, and I think just for the for the to be able to legitimize their entity, but that is not their court system. So you see in all aspects the transformation from Judaism, from religious to a secular, to a different aspect totally. The difference from Judaism to Zionism is that it's two separate entities totally. And as I say, the rabbis were in opposition because of, as I say, we're forbidden to go back to Israel. And because, like I say, it's a non-religious entity totally. And of course, we can get into, there's a lot more they try to ruin religion by uprooting it in many different ways.